praise Yahweh. And anyway, we're gonna try to get our message in. The devil don't like it, but when you see us coming, we've got Yahweh on our mind, and that's the only thing that we know to do, is just keep on pressing toward the mark and the high calling. We talked about Mark 12:29, which is the first commandment. It says to love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So we're going to love you tonight, and we hope you love us. And we're going to get into commandment giving. What is the necessities of salvation? You ever thought about it? Of course, if you've ever been told that you need to be saved, well, how do you get saved? What's the answers to all these questions that we've got, and the fundamentals of requirement according to Scripture? Not according to man, but according to Scriptures. Now, we've got these, you know, Christian fundamentals of, well, come up here and the Lord will save you. All we got to do is pray for you. And when you feel like you've had a change in your life, just stand up and acknowledge that. And then we'll sign you to the church book, and whatever you are, you know, be a good one and go to the church of your choice. Well, you see, that's basically what the church teaches, but that's not what the Bible teaches. We're going to go to first step of salvation. Now, the first step is to repent. The second step is to be sorry for your sins. And that's what repentance is all about. And the third step is to be baptized into the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, that you might receive the gift of the promise. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the devil, he just basically hates the truth. And anytime he can fight it, anytime he can disannul the covenant that Yahweh's made with his people. And this is the covenant that he will make. I will write my laws into their hearts, and I will be merciful. And boy, if it wasn't for mercy and grace, this old gray-headed preacher wouldn't be on the trail searching for salvation and teaching salvation and bringing the commandments to bear. We're going to get into the Acts of the Apostles. Now, the Acts of the Apostles starts out in the first book of Acts, that they were instructed by the Messiah after he rose from the dead, and he appeared 40 days and 40 nights. He was seen of them, and he instructed them in what to do. Now, the next 10 days, he told them to go tarry at Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. And of course, they went over there, and they begin to seek the Father, and they begin to acknowledge him, and they begin to wait upon him. And lo and behold, 50 days after the advent of his resurrection, we find that we have a body there. There's 120 of them in the upper room, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Now, think about this, the day of Pentecost. That was the festival of actually outpouring. In other words, if you was to think about the sprinkling and the anointing that came from heaven on that day, because suddenly there came a sound as a mighty rushing wind. And the Bible said it filled all of the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire. In other words, that's a forked fire. Tongues of fire. Now, not tongues, but something that resembled a forked tongue. The indwelling, if you will, of the Holy Ghost. And it was mighty, and it was awesome. And they had a great revival. I think maybe the next day they converted 3,000 souls after the 120 were initialized into the kingdom through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There was a outpouring that they received 3,000 souls. And then the next meeting, I believe that they gained 5,000. So, man, what a awesome revival of things that happened to them, and they were so elated that they had received this Spirit and the mighty outpouring. The Bible says it was a special. Now, when we say special, it meant that the Father intensified the outpouring. And don't you long for that today? I know that I have been into many revivals, and we used to be in the Holiness Movement, Oneness Pentecostal Holiness Movement, and we would pray literally and fast at the altar, and we called them tarrying service. We tarried, and a lot of people don't do that. They don't seem like they got any time to do that anymore, including myself. We just don't have time like we used to have. I remember back when things were, they were at a slower pace. Well, at least it seemed like it was. It probably wouldn't, but to me it seemed like it was, because you see, where your heart is where your treasure is. And if you're seeking Him, if you're hungry, if you're thirsty, the Bible said the day that you seek Him with your whole heart, you can be found of Him. Now, it's marvelous, and it is so wonderful to be found of Him through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, what does that mean? What does it do to you? Does it cause you to jump up and run the aisles and get very emotional and excited? Well, there's a certain part of that, that there's a truth about it. Just like the lame man sitting at the gate in the book of Acts, and he was lame, and Peter perceived he had faith to be healed, and he took him by the hand and told him to rise up and walk. Well, of course, when he found out here he was in this sitting position for years and years and years, and when he found out that he could actually walk, well, think about the joy of it. When you think about your walk of life with the indwelling, maybe you've been on the road to Damascus. Maybe you've been struck down. Maybe that you've run into a brick wall. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know who to turn to. Well, turn to Yahweh. Love Him and start keeping His commandments. Now, the Bible said His commandments are not grievous. So on the day of Pentecost, when Peter heard this question, now let me recite the question. Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, after Peter was preaching to them, he had the keys of the kingdom. Remember this now. It was very necessary for Peter, the key carrier. He had the keys to the gate. Now the kingdom gate is open, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter, according to the scriptures, Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. Now we have Jesus in there. And so when you Bible readers that are reading your King James Bible, you must stop just a moment. Don't do like me. Man, when I got in this and got the revelation of oneness, and that baptism was in the name of Jesus according to Acts 2:38, I jumped into the name of Jesus, and I jumped up, and I was so happy and elated because I trusted the Bible. And you say, well, now wait a minute, what do you mean you trusted the Bible? Well, I trusted that was correct, that Jesus was correct. I really trusted that. And so I went on 30 years before I began to mellow, and my zeal turned into slowly some knowledge. My hair turned white through praying and fasting and worrying and wondering if I was okay. I wanted to do more for Him. And through that constant seeking, now, I said a while ago, the Bible says when you seek Him with all your heart, the day that you seek Him with your whole heart. And that's what this is all about. Being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. And you know, we've seen some things happen here in the last couple of weeks in our own life. formed our life into a life which was just patiently waiting for Yahweh to move for us. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, he has moved in a major way in the last 2 weeks for us and our ministry. Our ministry is growing. We're now on 5 nights a week on WWRB 3.185. And we have, we're on live. We don't do any recorded broadcasts, or we haven't yet. We may do some, and there would be nothing wrong with that. I'm not against that. But we've managed to set aside the special time that it takes. Now, that takes some dedication because, you know, being in the ministry, you've got certain things to do and obligations and places to be, and sometimes you have to hang out, literally hang out of a phone booth with a phone stuck in your ear to get the message out there live on worldwide shortwave WWRB 3.185 clear channel around the world. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're being simulcast also on 5050. Now, that's the sister affiliate of 3.185. We're going south into through the Caribbean and down through South America. And we're going north on 3.185 through, hopefully, into Canada where you can get us. And we're transmitting north-south on the mighty voice of WWRB. And man, they have been so good to me down there at WWRB. They have given me ample time and set up a schedule which has been very helpful to me. And it's staggered, and this is an early starting time. The only the one that we complain about or have complaints to us about is it is so early in the central time zones and the western time zones that that we're transmitting in the sunlight, and shortwave doesn't take kindly to sunlight because it seems like sun deadens the reception in most of the receivers in places where they have daylight. But anyway, we're gonna try to petition the staff at WWRB to kindly find us a later starting time if they could on Saturday night. But anyway, we had planned tonight to bring a singing gospel message to you in word and song with Sister Thelma and Brother RC, but both of them has been delayed, and I was delayed exactly 30 minutes, looked like it's getting on tonight, so little devil's not very satisfied. I probably didn't want a praise service of song and gospel, but we're doing the best we can and hanging in there and doing Yahweh's will, and we're not discouraged. We slept out under logs. We've been mistreated and neglected, and the world don't really love you when you're trying to do something good for the Creator. You know, if everybody in the world would quit stealing, just quit stealing, we wouldn't have to have locks. If everybody quit murdering, we wouldn't have to have guns. We wouldn't have to have policemen. Think of how much better this earth would be if we had the love of Yahweh shed abroad through obedience and repentance. Most Christians, they don't repent. They just want to get their names on the book and be assured by man that they're going to heaven when they die. That's basically what Christianity looks like it's all about. It is not a life of dedication. I mean, there's a lot of people that are sincere. I'm not saying that all Christians are like that. When I do, I'm not trying to indict. But it's in the last days, the Bible said that the love of many would wax cold. And he said, will I find faith on earth when I come back? Well, ladies and gentlemen, is there a lot of faith on earth? Do you know faithers, of people of faith? I've been blessed by Yahweh to have so many people around me that love the gospel like I do, and they're favors. I mean, they stand in faith. They, you know, we have a lot of people that they carry the chips on their shoulders, and they have grudges, and they can't forgive people, and things of this nature. That's all right. That's just part of life. That's part of growing. But when you see somebody like you, you know that they haven't fully grown up like a tulip in a stall. They've got problems. And if they've got problems like that, then they have to dig a little deeper. They have to learn to love, learn to forgive, learn to suffer long, be kind, be affectionate. Ladies and gentlemen, our Messiah was so pitifully affectionate toward us, and that he died for us while we were yet in our sins. Now, if you can't stand a brother or a sister that's just got a few shortcomings, what do you think about the Messiah when he died for all those shortcomings for everybody, including yourself, when he died for everybody while you they were yet in their sins? Can you see a marvelous love here? Can you see a teaching application that our Heavenly Father, and he said, by this, there's not but one thing that will identify you with the Messiah and the love that is in his heart that will tell you that you've got the same love he had, and that is, the Bible said that you would love your brethren. But if you can't love your brethren whom you have seen, how can you love Yahweh whom you've not? And this is part of the commandment process. This is part of the growing process. And ladies and gentlemen, we just feel like very fortunate tonight, and my soul feels so blessed to have so many people that love me and support me and hold my hands up in the gospel. And now it looks like we're going to get a fee site, a permanent fee site, that we won't have to move no more. We won't have to buy anybody's place to have it. We'll have our own. Looks like it's coming to fruition, and we're so thankful. Man, I mean, you know, I could really shout, but it's a good thing that Brother R.C. and Thelma didn't get down here, and Brother Odell wasn't over here, and some of our singers, and we could get these guitars and tambourines, and we could do a tap dance on the devil's head with song and praise tonight. I feel like rejoicing. We've been this week doing some marvelous things about the things that we together as a group. And I know for myself, the last 25 years, I've been patiently waiting for a fee site that we could grow together in grace and knowledge and come together with love and understanding and patience like the Messiah. And we could have fellowship without judgment. You know, if you judge your brother whom you have seen, then you're judging your Creator, but by the same judgment you judge, the Bible says you shall be judged. And if you judge your brother unworthy, your brother, you're judging your Messiah unworthy. Because, you see, you don't have any respect for persons, and if you do, then you've committed sin. And we shouldn't be that way. We should be willing to compromise. We should be willing to write the due bill that somebody owes us a debt. We should be willing to cut it in half like the unjust steward did when he got the knowledge of how to function in life. It's very important for us to learn these things, and part of the process of repentance is to learn how to be able and capable disciples, and to love one another, and to come together without bickering, and without murmuring, and without disputing, and without violence and hatred and backbiting and things of this nature. Ladies and gentlemen, life's too short, and the devil is too powerful for us to play the 17 works of the flesh. Now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, what are the 17 works of the flesh? Well, we all know what the works of the Spirit is. It is wonderful. And don't you know that Yahweh is wanting you to grow up and to become of age? We got some people that, you know, they are so calloused that they've lost the art of love, and we shouldn't be this. We shouldn't be like that. Praise Yahweh. Notice here in the purpose that we've been talking about. We've been doing a series this week on Paul, and I'm still locked in that realm of thought process. But look here. But when the fullness of time was come, this is in Galatians chapter 4, and I would like to read verse 3, if you will. I'm having a little short message here. Even so we, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, you see, ladies and gentlemen, I realize now, just now, that the fullness of time has come. We got brethren that's been up here with us this week, and we've been doing things for the Father. Some of them actually closed their business. Some of them drove great distances. Some of them sacrificed immensely of their own wealth and source resources. They gave freely to have a place where we could meet without intimidation and having to beg these things, these beggarly elements that we've been in. You know, it's so wonderful. When the fullness of God was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, and made under the law. Now listen to this, made under the law. And here's why that. To redeem them that were under the law. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're free and you're not under the burden of the law, now I'm not saying that since you're not under the law, that you've got a right to run out and hate your brother or kill or murder or do any of these things that we've talked about. But if your heart has been circumcised, I want to get back into that process of teaching you that it's not the circumcision of the flesh that availeth anything. It is the circumcision of the heart to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, Yahweh has sent forth the spirit of his Son, the flesh man, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, you are no more a servant. Do you get that? Praise Yahweh. Oh, that feels so good. That feels so good to hear that. You're no longer a servant. You're a son. Now, in other words, you're not under bondage to the law, but you're under bondage to the brotherhood, to love your brother with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And if you have something against the brother, and harbored it in your heart, you can't get rid of it, you got a problem. Then, listen to this. As we go over to, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in the Messiah neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You see, by love. Now, let me give you, as I am winding down here, with the time left, and we apologize for a short message here that I'm trying to get in. This I say, walk in the Spirit. Then we're going to see people walking closer, and we're going to demand it, that they walk closer, and they have this unbreakable bond of love. And if they have anything that would deviate from that, then they need to talk to the elders, praise Yahweh, and let the elders judge in the matter. And that's what the elders are for. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. You see that? And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. I appreciate you staying with me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm beginning to feel the anointing. Listen now. But if you be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, what's that mean? Well, if you're not under law, that means you can do anything? No. If you've got the spirit of a circumcised heart, you're going to come back and keep more of the law than you've ever kept. You're going to live. You're going to do the things that please Yahweh. You're going to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You're going to love the Sabbath day. You're going to keep his times appointed. You're going to suffer for his name. This is what it's all about. Now, let me show you here in verse 19. 17. I'm fixing to give you the 17 variances of the flesh. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, and this is starting in the 19th verse of the 5th chapter of the book of Galatians. The works of the flesh. These are these which are the works of the flesh. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in the times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now when people say, oh, Pastor Buddy says that you don't have to keep the law. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't say that. You're not under the law if you're not a lawbreaker. When you break it, you come under the law. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm preaching to, and neither did Paul preach to do away with the law. He preached the burden of love and a circumcised heart for you to inherit the kingdom of God, that he didn't want you to commit adultery. That's mingle your blood. And to fornicate, that means marrying or going out and having sex with people that you're not authorized to have it with. Uncleanliness, that's eating unclean foods and stuff like this, and having a bitter heart full of cursing and envy, and lasciviousness, which means you're reveling and drinking and partying and you know, carrying on. The Israelites, that's why they're called Israelites. They're sons of Isaac, sons of laughter. And if you get around your people that you love so much, it's such a joy to see them smile, see them laugh, and to love one another and to fellowship one another. It is such a joy to have. It's like a family, a reunion. And that's why I love the festivals. I know the devil fights us every time that we try to do something good for Yahweh. The devil will try to fight, just like he did tonight. But don't worry about that. We've got an understanding and a sympathetic radio station manager. One of the finest men I have ever met in my life. Goes out of his way. Works. Ladies and gentlemen, this man works at 3 jobs. And not only is he a manager of the radio station, he owns other company enterprises that he sees to. And he's like a one-man gang. He's a marvel. I admire this guy so much and have learned to love him and the radio station and the work that he does. This thing is not a profitable thing. It costs a lot of money. Have you ever paid your electric bill lately? Have you seen the increase? Can you imagine a man that's got as many transmitters as Brother Dave France has and what his energy bill has to be? It's frightening. And a lot of the ministers won't pay their time. And, you know, and that hurts. I haven't heard him complain one time. He will not accept advertising. You don't hear this, get you a bag of gold and send me your FRNs because, you know, FRNs is bad and they're going to fail. So you send them to me and I'll take them and I'll send you something valuable. You know, it's pretty sickening when you get on these stations. I just came off of one because of so much advertising. I was offered positions here at WWRB without all that. And that was very attractive to me in the ministry because the ministry here on WWRB is all about the gospel. Now there's varying kinds of gospel. There's different faiths and we don't fight with that. We have nothing personally against nobody on the station. We actually hope and trust that they pay their bills and they preach the gospel out of love and courtesy. And that's what we're doing. Idolatry. Not to run with the world. Idolatry is using the hidden media. And ladies and gentlemen, that's idolatry. To keep up with what's going on in the world. Witchcraft. Oh, there's so much of that going on in the gospel today. Hatred. There's 17 here. Count them. Let's count them. Let me see if there's 17. It's been so long since I counted these. Let's see. Idolatry is 1. Fornication is 2. Uncleanness is 3. Lasciviousness is 4. Adultery is 5. Witchcraft is 6. Hatred is 7. Variance is 8. Emulations is 9. Wrath is 10. Strife is 11. Sedition is 12. Heresy is 13. Envy is 14. Murders is 15. Drunkenness is 16. And reveling is 17. Yes, 17 works of the flesh. Ain't that strange? 17 works of the flesh. If you've got any of these, and we're all in the flesh, and I know my old flesh, man, when it gets puffed up, and when I don't pray, and when I don't fast, and when the old devil says, well, you ought to hate that old brother over there, he's not as good as you are. You ought to criticize that old brother because he don't do like you do. Well, we shouldn't do that, ladies and gentlemen. Although the devil tempts us and we get upset at things, we ought to just remember that we ourselves are weak. And if it wasn't for Yahweh loving us while we were in those 17 works of the flesh, and I'll assure you, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be the first one to admit that I have exemplified every one of these. I have been guilty at some time in my life's walk of practically practicing some of these. Now, I didn't practice long on some of them. But the devil is tricky. He'll have you in these works of the flesh if you don't watch. You can be almost perfect and lack one thing. You see that? That's what the law is all about. He wants you to be perfect. It wants you to work on these weaknesses. And if you don't work on it, and you don't understand it, and if you're not led by the Spirit, you're going to be under the law, or the law is going to be over you. It's going to be judging you. But if you're spiritual and you got that love in your heart, then you probably practice it. Meekness, temperance. I've got a couple of minutes here. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, against which there is no law. Now, if you got all those, there ain't no law against you. But if you've got the 17 works of the flesh, you're under the law, and the law is going to judge you as a sinner, and if you don't quit them things, this is my message, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I tried to say when I was teaching on Paul. I got so many people inquiring, but are you against the law? No, but the law is against me. I'm not against the law, but the law is against me. And when I'm walking in the Spirit, I'm free from the law. But when I do these 17 works, then the law judges me as a sinner and a breaker of the law, and so then I have to repent. And that's what Peter said, repent. And ladies and gentlemen, it's awesome what Yahweh's plan is, and it is so wonderful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my time is coming gone. I'm sponsored tonight by Mark and Audrey, my good friends out of the great state of Mississippi. And we're thankful for them. We would have had you a song. We usually try to sing a little on Saturday night. We got such a nice letter from a brother and sister up in the great state of Minnesota. And it just encouraged me and Sister Thelma. They made us feel so good and so made us feel so warm in our heart when they complimented us and sang, and they wanted to hear more of it, and so do we. We want to get into praise worship and to shout. I just love to have all of our brothers and sisters gathered around here at the old microphone, and at times when we get into festivals and we can do that, my heart is so pleased. You know, I preach 5 days a week or 6 days a week or 7 days a week in some cases. And I'm always, talking to people and about my father's business. But man, do I ever love or ever miss. I miss this. I miss praise and worshiping and singing and getting free and the freedom. Just like it's an old, how I love Yahweh because he first loved me. It's so wonderful. So we thank Mark and Audrey for sponsoring us here tonight on WWRB. We're thankful for our great radio station that we're so much in love with and we so much appreciate. And our heart goes out to all of those that are our listeners around. And we get calls from several countries. And we get mail from it may be a few states that I haven't got letters from. I can't remember. I think it's few. Very few that I haven't received a letter or somebody. I got a listener, I got a friend somewhere around the nation that is represented by the states. Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Louisiana, Florida, New Mexico, Texas, Arizona. Got a letter this week from a friend out in Arizona. First time listener, and got a couple new listeners this week out of our broadcast listeners, and very complimentary in our service and work. So we're thankful for that. We're also sponsored by Dr. Gary, who's going to dedicate him a song tonight. Praise y'all. He really deserved one. The work he's done this week. He's man, he came up here and he made things happen. And Brother Apart up in the great state of Illinois, the brothers drove down and got together with me and some of my friends down in the central part of Tennessee, and we took care of business. Praise Yahweh. We just was blessed. We met so many nice, kind people, and we've been so fortunate this week. God, this has been a tremendous week for us, although the devil's mad. And we promise you, I'll try to have Sister Thelma and some of the singers in here next Saturday night, and we'll give you a praise service and a testimony service that we miss so much. So we love you. Now, if you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. And we love you, and we miss you. If you'd like to call me tonight, let me know if you weren't disappointed and you held on and you listened to us. That'll be area code 423-626-2172. Now, that, again, that's area code 423-626-2172. Don't forget us next week to write us. And we need your support now more than we've ever needed it before, to pay our radio bills and to make our obligations. I love you and I thank you for it. And let's go to the mountain and let Yahweh love you like I do. Praise Yahweh.